better than shopping. 10 things to do instead of shopping. This podcast is brought to you by Life Squared. To find out more, visit www.lifesquared.org.uk. How do you spend your leisure time? We all have to go shopping, and sometimes it can be fun. But shopping and buying new stuff has now become a hobby for many people, something that they spend a great deal of their leisure time on. In fact, it's become one of the most popular leisure activities in this country. Surely there must be more interesting, useful and enjoyable things to do than go shopping so often? Also, times are tight and many of us are having to reduce our spending. So what are some of the cheap things that we can do that are better than shopping? Number 1. Play. Playing is great. Remember when you were young and used to do it all the time? As we get older, it's easy to forget how good it is to play. So why not remind yourself by having a muck about? Play a game, play some sport, do some exercise, play with the dog, or just generally mess about. Number 2. Connect. It sometimes feels like we never spend enough time with the people we really care about. Instead of shopping, you could spend some time with your friends, visit your family, meet your neighbours, get in touch with old friends, or even just stroke your cat. Number 3. Explore. It always used to be fun to explore when we were kids, and there's no reason we should stop as adults. You could explore your local area and see if there are things that you've not discovered or noticed before, or visit somewhere new, or go on a mystery tour by catching the next bus and seeing where it takes you. Number 4. Read. Reading can help you relax and learn, as well as open up new places, ideas and opportunities. But it's easy to not find the time for it. So instead of going shopping, curl up with a book and a cup of tea. Number 5. Learn. Learning shouldn't be something that we stop doing when we leave school. There's always something interesting and useful to learn. For example, learn about the world around you, research your family tree, visit a museum or art gallery, or try a new language. Number 6. Create. Creating things is one of the biggest pleasures in life. You don't have to be an expert to create something. The fun is in the act of creating itself. It could include writing, gardening, making, singing, cooking, playing, thinking, painting, drawing. The list is endless. Number 7. Help. Helping other people can benefit everyone, not just the people we're helping. It can make us feel good about ourselves and that we've done something really worthwhile. Why not give some time to someone who needs some help? Wash their car, collect their groceries, walk their dog, anything. Alternatively, you could volunteer some time to help with a whole range of causes, from improving the environment to giving blood. Number 8. Engage. We all have issues that we care about, or things that we want to change about the world, so get involved and have your say. This could mean writing a letter to your MP or council, joining a campaign group, raising funds for a good cause, or starting up a group with your neighbours to improve your neighbourhood. Number 9. Think. How often have you found yourself saying, "I just haven't got time to think"? Well, now you have. Use the new time that you have available to give your brain some exercise, or just let your mind wander. You could ask yourself some big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Or reflect on what you want from life, or solve a puzzle, or do a quiz. Number 10. Do nothing. Modern life always seems to be rushed and frantic. Most of us don't get the chance to relax properly, so instead of running around the shops with everybody else, why not slow down, relax, and take life in? You could relax, meditate, sleep, look at the sky, or just generally laze around,